USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. President Biden held his first major re-election campaign on Saturday in Philadelphia.
Not a joke. I've been saying this for a long time, long before I ran for president. The middle class built this country, and you built the middle class.
Biden says he's proud to be the, quote, most pro-union president in American history. A big portion of the South is under the threat of severe weather throughout the weekend. This after deadly storms hit Texas, Florida, and Mississippi earlier in the week, including an EF3 tornado that killed three people in Perryton, Texas, on Thursday. More than a dozen people are reported injured after a Baltimore City bus crashed into an apartment building on Saturday morning. One witness told the Baltimore Sun the bus driver saved lives by swerving into the building after one of the other vehicles ran a red light. A total of 17 people were hurt, with none of the injuries reported as life-threatening. A majority of black Americans believe racism will get worse during their lifetime. That's according to a new poll by the Washington Post and Ipsos. It found 51% of black Americans expect racism will get worse in the country, while just 11% think it will get better. The animated movie Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is being blocked from release in the United Arab Emirates. Lisa Taylor reports.
My name, Miles Morales. I'm Brooklyn's one and only Spider-Man. And things are going great.
The latest installment in Sony Pictures' lucrative Spider-Man franchise was scheduled to debut June 22nd across the UAE ahead of the Eid al-Adha holiday. The Hollywood Reporter says the superhero blockbuster may have been banned because there's a Protect Trans Lives poster shown in the background in one scene. Muslim countries are guided by Islamic law that considers homosexuality and transgender identities as sinful because it goes against their religious beliefs and social norms.
This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
FDA advisors are recommending that COVID vaccines be updated in the fall.
The unanimous vote came Thursday, favoring new shots that can target emerging subvariants of Omicron. It's still not totally clear if new vaccines will be recommended for everyone or just certain risk groups. Meanwhile, the CDC Advisory Committee is set to meet soon and talk about updating COVID boosters, among other shots. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The first man ever diagnosed with autism has died at the age of 89. Donald Triplett of Mississippi was dubbed Case One in a 1943 article which outlined the symptoms of what later became known as autism. The Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner will be allowed to take charter flights for the rest of the WNBA season. That's according to ESPN, which reported the decision came after Griner and her teammates were harassed last week at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport while waiting for a flight to Indianapolis. The Flash opened with $24.5 million, including almost $10 million coming in Thursday previews. The DC Studios flick, though, is not expected to beat projections as high as $85 million for the four-day Juneteenth holiday. Hollywood's writer's strike has dragged on for 47 days. The Writers Guild of America's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired May 2nd. The guild represents thousands of writers of film, television, and streaming media. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.